AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Mother Nature is mauling the Midwest again.
It's been a very active night with severe storms over much of the Mississippi Valley and Midwest states. And it should continue through much of the night, progressing eastward into parts of Michigan, Indiana, Kentucky, Tennessee, and so forth.
But meteorologist John Hart at the Storm Prediction Center says conditions should calm down a bit.
I believe the threat will diminish some. We're not expecting anywhere near as big of a risk area. Nevertheless, there will be at least isolated strong to severe storms from parts of central Texas eastward across the Gulf Coast states into the mid-Atlantic region.
At least one large tornado touched down tonight in the central Illinois town of Hillcrest. An employee at the Super 8 Motel in nearby Rochelle saw it on the horizon.
Sometimes they come down, touch the ground, and go right back up, but this one stayed down and just kind of exploded into this massive dark gray tornado with a huge kind of an anchor-shaped cloud above the top of it.
The National Weather Service in Davenport, Iowa says it has received multiple reports of tornadoes in Scott and Clinton counties, but so far no reports of injuries. A person shot and critically wounded a guard at the U.S. Census Bureau's headquarters outside Washington tonight before leading police on a chase that reportedly ended with a suspect and an officer wounded. Police say the suspect had kidnapped his wife. Authorities in South Carolina released dash cam video today of a routine traffic stop last Saturday that ended with a white police officer fatally shooting a black motorist. The dash cam did not capture the actual killing, but it did capture audio of the chase that ensued when Walter Scott tried to run away from patrolman Michael Slager before he was shot and killed. The Los Angeles Fire Department says two kids are fighting for their lives after being pulled from a car that plunged into L.A. Harbor. This is AP Radio News. An Indiana pizzeria that closed after its owner expressed support for the state's religious objections law has reopened.
Memories Pizza owner Kevin O'Connor says he reopened Thursday afternoon, and within an hour, all eight tables were filled and six people were waiting for carryout.
And I think we're probably going to run out of stuff, which is, you know what, praise the Lord.
The Walkerton restaurant had closed amid threats after O'Connor and his daughter said they would never deny service to a gay customer, but would decline if asked to cater a same-sex wedding because it would conflict with their Christian beliefs. O'Connor says he'll use some of the $842,000 supporters donated online to make improvements. He also plans to donate to charity. I'm Steve Coleman.
President Obama flew to Panama City, Panama tonight for a summit of Western Hemisphere nations and a potentially historic encounter with Cuba's President Raul Castro. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.